You know, I've been trying to avoid the realtor situation, because when you get a realtor involved, a lot of times that drives up the prices a little bit, you know, because everyone's people are taking a little bit more of a chunk. So I've been trying to look at on the classifieds to see if maybe there's some listings in there that may appeal. And there's a couple. You keep on pressuring me into buying the house on 5 acres with a barn that's ready for horses.
What's wrong with that?
You just for your pure amusement, you want me to have a barn, don't you? Don't you?
Why don't you want a barn?
I have no use for a barn.
Horses.
I don't like horses.
Get some farm equipment. Four-wheeler.
A four-wheeler?
Yeah.
See, now you have me spending all kinds of money I don't have instead of just a little bit of the money I don't have.
Okay. Then don't.
Don't what? Buy a four-wheeler or buy a house with a barn?
I'll buy the barn from you. Just let me keep it on that land.
How much will you pay me for the barn?
We'll talk later.
And would you actually buy a horse to put in there?
Maybe.
No, you wouldn't.
I might buy a
You like horses?
Smaller animal, like a...
A pony?
A goat or something.
A goat?
Yeah.
What would you do with that?
Just watch him run into stuff with his head.
You can't, like, ride him or anything.
No, not really. Can
you? I might be able to. No?
Probably not.
You don't think so? Okay. It's a pretty weak goat, but... Yeah.
I can't afford a really
Get what you pay
goat.
For, yeah. So, yeah, we've been talking about this morning about should Stooks go ahead and take the plunge? Should I go ahead and buy the house? You know, I mean, first off, that assumes that hey, I want to stay here.
What are you saying?
I'm joking. But, you know, I mean, there is a lot more, you know, like, let's say they can me tomorrow. And I just bought a house. What if they could can me tomorrow, Chris. They could can me tomorrow.
They could.
That's going to be my new phrase. They could can me tomorrow.
I don't know if that's going to catch on.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to can me, but, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, radio is what radio is, and they could can me tomorrow. Okay, it's obviously that's not going to happen, but, you know, I mean, there's, you know, huh?
What the hell?
What do you think?
A house, okay. What okay. I did... Until I got married, which well, that's a whole different subject. Buy a house, get a roommate, get a cool roommate though. You got to check them out. You got you know someone that you can trust and everything. Make him pay the mortgage. You live there for free for 4 or 5 years. Like that girl said, makes you more marketable and everything. And you make money. You live free, practically free.
Now, see, I wouldn't make him pay the entire mortgage, but
you'd be surprised. I mean, I did. My roommate made, he paid the whole thing. It was great. I mean, all my paychecks went in the bank. I was able to go to Kansas City, you know, hang out.
Yeah, see, my mortgage payment when I was in Lawrence is less than what my rent is in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation. Chicks dig it. You make money. Your roommate gets a nice place to live. You know?
Yeah,
he might be a pimp daddy, you know, and bring some chicks home, too, you know, it's all good.
Well, hopefully I'm having that impression already for everybody, but obviously not. You know, I think the main thing is, yeah, I know all the benefits, but it's just, I'm just too, like, almost lazy to get the thing going, you know, but...
Just make the realtors and the bankers do it all, and you just sit back and enjoy it.
Chill and have a Mai Tai, yeah.
That's right.